This being the first week of November, it occurred to me a few days ago that there is a strange sort of tension between what happens on October the 31st and November the 1st. On the first of those days, many in our world put on a mask. Maybe they paint one on. Maybe they purchase one. Maybe they leave the literal mask to the side because the rest of their costume does the trick of transforming them into another person, a different character. It's fun for a night to pretend. It's fun for a night to don a costume and walk around in a different set of shoes. You can hide the you that you display to the world every day and move out into the world faceless one night of the year as someone else or as no one in particular. For a night, we can, if we want, masquerade at parties and around neighborhoods as whoever we want to be. Anyone, that is, except for our true selves. That's against the rules. That counts as non-participation. Because that night of the year is all about the mask. But then, the very next day, strangely enough, November the 1st is about leaving behind the masks altogether in search of genuine, authentic people whose hearts and lives really and truly have been touched and changed for the better by God's grace. All Saints' Day. We celebrate it today on Sunday, but I'm sure you're aware that the true date for that celebration on the calendar comes on November the 1st. No masks will do on All Saints. Leave them far, far behind. On All Saints, we need to see and hear about real people, true selves, not selves that were hidden away behind masks of different sorts, but selves that have been able to be seen for what they really are. Flawed people, no doubt. All of us have flaws, but flawed people who exemplify in their very person, in their heart, the transforming work that God can do. It's interesting to me that that is the way that these 2 days seem to have evolved together. The one for the masks, and the other for what's behind the masks. And even deeper than just the skin or the face back there, but the heart that's been changed and made alive again back there behind the mask. What would it say about us if we only ever donned the mask and never also went in search of the miracles that are happening behind them? What would that say about us? Faces. Saints need faces, real faces. We need to know that there are real people out there, people that we have known, people that we've shared our lives with and that tell a true story about what God is still doing in human hearts. Otherwise, there will only be the masks. All of the real stuff, all of the important stuff hidden away, much to our and the world's detriment. The saints in this piece of art that I've selected for this morning are drawn with faces. Can you see them? Faces. All of them have faces of their own. They're crowded in, flowing together from different paths, but they all have their own faces. You see? Those faces are important because they all tell a different story of sainthood, I think, and the different ways that can look in different lives. in the United Methodist Church and in many Protestant churches, we don't necessarily believe in saints in the way some other churches do. We don't have a pope or a panel that takes a look at people's lives for absolute moral perfection or evidence of miracles. We have no mechanism in our church life for nominating anyone as a saint. We don't even name John Wesley a saint in the formal official sense of that word. And that is perhaps because miracles and such may not be the places to go looking for sainthood. Maybe some of these faces spent their lives fighting battles of the heart. Maybe some have fought off the demons of addiction. Maybe for some of them, their miracle was their being able to get up in the morning and put on their clothes with all the rest that they had to endure. Maybe some of them would have looked just like normal people to you and I. But when God saw their heart, there was a saintly sort of struggle there just to look that steady and unremarkable. If everyone is a sinner, if everyone has a struggle, then what is a saint, really? Isn't it just the person who's fought the fight? Who's walked the difficult road with God and been vulnerable enough for us to be able to see it? Who's taken off their masks for us to be able to see what's happening there, even when what's back there is messy and hard? And yet they walk forward, holding God's hand anyway. Our sad, you see, in the scripture reading for day, he's a cynic, you see. He's asking Jesus a silly sort of question about the resurrection when he doesn't even believe there is a resurrection. Sadducees, Luke reminds us at the outset, are quote-unquote those who say there is no resurrection. It's a mocking sort of question. He's posing question for sport here, you see. And yet Jesus gives him a straight answer. There's bravery in that, I think. There's a bravery and a deep kindness to be willing and able to respond to the person that's mocking you for sport with truth and with vulnerability. It's the same sort of bravery and vulnerability that comes with taking off our masks, I think, to let our hearts tell our stories, to let others in on the work that God is doing. We will likely run into the Sadducean cynics from time to time that make sport of our stories and our pain. Yes, we will. And that will tempt us to go back and hide behind our masks, won't it? But people of God, resist. Resist the mask. Resist that temptation. Our saints that we celebrate today are those that resisted the temptation and risk revealing their hearts to us in all of their messiness and their pain. The world needs saints. The church needs these sorts of saints, not perfect people whose lives are unapproachable, but flawed people. Flawed people whose hearts have been touched by the transforming and healing power of God. Amen. And who've been willing to reveal those hearts to us and to our world. We come here today to celebrate those saints in their struggles as well as in their victories. But most of all, in their continuing journey with us, because we have seen their faces. We have seen their faces. And so they are our saints. We have known who they are and where they've been. We are the ones who've been privileged to see them grow and heal toward their own sort of perfection. We're the ones who've been graced with the ability to appreciate their saintliness. And so now in our service this morning, we take some time together on this All Saints Day to celebrate the saints in our lives, to celebrate those flawed people, those faces that we have known that come into our hearts and minds this morning, especially those who we've lost in this last year. But we come to celebrate our saints, those who have taught us to walk along the way, those who continue to walk with us, those whose stories we hold in our hearts.